Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till, little Carlos Santana bringing us back, one of the greats of all time. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jack Oldrich. Jump the Curve is his new book. Jack, tell us how we can find you and your books and all the things that you do.
My website is jumpthecurve.net, not .com. And then all of my books are available on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, major books.
He's a very prolific and a very... Just a very unique writer, folks. He's written on a number of topics, not just futurism. He's futurist things. He's a historian as well. So I encourage you. And one of my favorites is still the next great thing is really small, the nano stuff, the nanotechnology. That's one of the first books I remember, Jack, that you wrote. It's still one of my favorites.
That's right. Well, I'm also working on another book called Nano Trends, and to just follow up and
can't wait to hear more about that. So, you want to give us a little peek into the nano trend thing.
Well, there are so many advances coming in nanotechnology. In the way I break it down is, it's going to have huge implications in the energy sector. Everything from advanced battery technology to cleaner coal.
So nanotechnology is like if I swallow a pill that's got a camera in it or something, or paint that's got computer code that tells some kind of barcode stuff when you're anything like that that's micro, it's embedded in the product. That's kind of nano, isn't it?
That's right. I mean, nanotechnology really deals with the scale, and we're dealing with nanometers. And the interesting thing about once you get things really small, then these really small particles begin demonstrating entirely new properties, and they can do some amazing things.
Like the IBM commercial where the truck got lost, and the guy said, and they called him and said, "You're lost." He said, "How did you know that?" He said, "The boxes told us."
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. But I tell you, you know, there's one other trend, if I could just, that I just finished writing about, that I think all of your listeners should put on their radar screen. And it's called gaming dynamics. And it is, many people, I'm 46 years old, and a lot of us grew up in the era where video games were just games, and we think of them sort of as a waste of time.
Past time,
might be entertaining, but they're not really useful. Well, the whole field of gaming dynamics, if you've ever noticed a kid play a video game, you know what video games have done really well? They've found this sweet spot. They have made their games, if they're too simple, the kids drop out. They go, "That's boring."
Mm-hmm.
They make them too difficult, they go, "That's too hard, I'm quitting." But they found this sweet spot where they constantly keep people engaged in the game. And so gaming dynamics is this idea of taking the principles of gaming and applying it to business practices.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and let me just give you a really quick example. I mean, we know that sensors, computer chips are continuing to get smaller, and they're going to start going into some weird places. One of the weird places is our toothbrushes. And so applying gaming dynamics to toothbrushes, what we're going to be able to soon do is, we always want our kids to brush their teeth for 2 minutes.
Right.
Very few of them do that. But if you could turn brushing your teeth into a game, suddenly you're getting the kids to brush their teeth, you know, for the appropriate 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
They're using the toothpaste. So the Colgates of the world and others are figuring out how to apply gaming dynamics to real-world life, and it's going to open up some business opportunities for them. And this is going, Nike is already doing this with their tennis shoes and their sensors. They're turning exercise into a game. And now,
how would this roll down to a small business, do you think?
Well, I think it all depends on what the small business is. One way it's going to affect all small businesses is, everyone has health care concerns and insurance concerns.
Right.
And what we want to do is, we want to make sure that people are eating properly and exercising properly. And so if you can begin applying gaming dynamics to our behavior, getting us to exercise and eat in a way that is beneficial.
Have a well-being program that, in conjunction with the health care program, makes a lot of sense. And we actually reported on companies who have held their costs down by doing that very thing. So you're saying nanotechnology will figure into that. Speaking of gaming, Jack, if we wrap up, real quick story. My 10-year-old grandson will show him his new little handheld gaming toy. He called it a Didge. Uh-huh. He said, Poppy, let me show you my Didge. I said, okay. He said, you want to play with it? I said, sure. He looks at it, and he looks at me, and he says, Poppy, I think I better start you out on level one. And you know what made me mad? The only thing that made me mad, Jackie, he was right.
Yeah, well, the important thing is to start, though, Jim.
That's right. JumpTheCurve.net is the website. That's also the book. Hey, Jack, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.